Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And today started off disappointing because I didn't know we didn't have any RHOC.
It was very confusing because nobody told us. Nobody told us.
I'm not sure who would have told us, but nobody did. Okay. And I'm not sure who, but I was like, what the hell? We got Vanderpump Part 2. Now, listen, I actually have to say, and they've done this with Orange County before too. I love a reunion the entire week. Remember that one time they did three episodes of Orange County reunion?
But also, you only need two reunion episodes. Thank God this was only two episodes. You know what I mean?
I loved the Tuesday night episode of Vanderpump. And I was like, oh man, the reunion's bad. And then today I was like, I'm glad it's only two.
I thought they were really going to make us wait for episode two. They basically right out the gate are like,
we got to get rid of this season.
but they're like, James, do you have something you want to tell us? And James and Raquel broke off their engagement, but Raquel was still wearing her diamond ring.
So do you want to just go into Vanderpump already?
One point during the reunion, she just takes off the ring and he's like, takes it back.
Well, I mean, it was all during this moment of the intros when it all happened. Would you like to talk about it? Let's wait. We'll get into the details of it. But I'm just saying, a same week reunion. However, I don't need Vanderpump without OC. Just give them to me both, okay?
Yeah, doing 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
Thank you. I was like, what is this Jersey old episodes we've got going on? Like, it just, you know.
Well, because
I wasn't prepared. Jersey's
next Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that. Oh, okay.
So we had Salt Lake on Sunday. We had Summer House Monday. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, we're Vanderpump. No OC. We've got Project Runway tomorrow. It's just, you know, there's a lot.
Heavy lineup.
And on our
Patreon, you can check us out. We are only talking about Miami on Patreon. So join our Patreon to listen about Miami.
Only we've done one episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we Miami did the most important. We did the most important episode. It's the Frankie, Todd, Peter, Alexia fight.
Mm-hmm. Episode 5.
Chilling. I watched it twice. Bone chilling, lots to discuss over on our Patreon for $5 a month. You're not only supporting our Patreon, you're supporting us as creators.
Giving Wednesday. okay, how was your week? How's everything going? How's your car?
Oh, the Venz is great. Love her.
Anything new that you've learned on SiriusXM this week that you want to
Kelly Dodd called. Kelly Dodd called in this morning. She is really upset because she's getting lumped in with this Jenny situation out of Salt Lake City. So her and Jolie just called Andy and she's like, Andy, I don't know why I'm getting lumped in with Jenny today, who Jenny is officially fired from Salt Lake City, which Courtney called last week. She thought this was going to happen. And I was like, I didn't think it was going to happen. I didn't think they were going to take a stance. Nothing had really happened on camera, not like the Mary situation that's happened on camera. So I felt like they were just going to try to pretend like nothing was happening, but they took a stance.
Well, so the official Bravo language. So Bravo has ceased filming with Jenny Nguyen and she will no longer be a cast member of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. We recognize we failed to take appropriate action once her offensive social media posts were brought to our attention. Moving forward, we will work to improve our processes to ensure we make better informed and more thoughtful casting decisions. Okay, well, at least they made a statement, but like to me, it's like, guys, come on.
Come on. Who is not going to social media boot camp before they get on these shows? Before you ever have a film.
So she went live today, Mary.
I know. I heard.
Jenny went live today. So I'm not crazy about this, but you know, I also feel like they were in the middle. So they're in the middle of filming season 3 right now, because obviously like Jen Shaw, right? So throughout, I think Bravo kind of put like a hold on them being able to say anything. Cause I think they wanted their raw reactions on camera, which is a whole other thing, but like whatever. And like Jen Shaw kind of defied it, was like, what the fuck, basically.
And then there was rumors that Jen Shaw got fired because of that.
Well, rumors she started
early.
Rumors that Jen Shaw started, by the way. Someone said, are you being fired from Bravo? Or is everything okay with Bravo or something? She wrote like, I was part of the cast until I made a statement or something like that. And it's like, Jen, now I think like what you said is correct, but also like I feel like you're also being a victim here. And like we all know we are filming right now because March is soon. And that is when your court case is, right? Like we are filming for this, right? That's why we're going so fast. So I think that they're basically kind of going to do some sort of beginning of the season and she'll just fade into existence or whatever. And then like
they
probably don't
have that much film with her at this point.
I think they filmed the reactions though.
What was going to be her, you know, that point, but I'm saying with actual Jenny footage. Also, what was like Jenny's storyline going to be this year?
Maybe she was going to laugh about the domestic abuse against Dewey. And that was going to be it because she also, so on her live today. First off, I like saw that it popped up. I was like, okay. And then she had like,
how many people were on it?
I didn't look at the number, but it was like, I ended up not watching it because immediately she's sitting there with her friend who is gay and Black.
Right.
So like to bring out as like a prop. Yeah. I just was like, I can't do it. So then like a few jurors like DM'd about like what happened. So basically, so thank you jurors for DMing. So I didn't have to watch it. And for those of you that don't want to give any views to it, I don't even know if she saved it or not, but she basically said she had a social media manager.
Which was the guy sitting next to her?
No. That's just a friend who knows her. She can't be racist.
Right.
No, I'm serious. Like,
literally. No, I know.
And so she says the posts were her social media manager did the posts.
How many followers but then, does she have?
Okay, this is on her Facebook profile. And I'm like, okay. And this is before Housewives. What the hell did you have a social media manager for? She said, because she's a mom and she runs businesses. And so she had a social media manager. It's like, so you're telling me you had a social media manager, then you never saw what they were posting on your page, but somehow it was deactivated. Okay. But then she also said that she, posted that with high emotion. So then she said she posted it basically. Right. And then her friend was like, she's from Long Beach. She can't be racist. She once hired a CFO who was Black. She can't be racist. Like all these things. And then they laughed. And then she said, oh, I should address the domestic violence stuff too against Dewey. It was, I accidentally threw a remote and he was in the way. And then I threw a bag of Cheetos at him. And so that's how he broke ribs. And then they laughed about it. Yeah, Cheetos. I mean, they must have been stale.
Right.
I mean,
clearly a stale bag of Cheeto puffs gone too stale, 3 years stale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Broke Dewey's ribs.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's.
Don't try to those on your teeth. You'll be at the dentist.
It's just very much like, Jenny, just fade into oblivion. Like, well, you are who you are. Because she's like, I'm also like a proud Republican.
Right.
Yeah. Which is like, great. You know what? You have your political views. It is what it is. But like the things that were posted were not necessarily political as much as they were racist. So that's like, you know, a whole thing there. But Jenny, just go away. Like as Lisa Vanderpump once said, you're not important enough to hate. Like you are a one season wonder. Right. We don't need you. Goodbye.
Yeah.
And take out the RHL. Like she still has like, you know, Salt Lake City all over her profile, like has a highlight. Like we don't need you. Bye.
Bye, Jenny.
Bye. Hey, you know what? Christine,
I'll miss Carlin.
Christine from Sister Wives just left Cody. Maybe there's a spot open.
I'll miss Carlin.
Oh, yeah. Karen, I mean, Carlin. Yeah, I loved her. I loved her. Yeah. She will be missed. That's
Dewey will not be.
No, none of them. So, you know, that is what it is. Bye, Jenny. You like own it, baby.
Yeah. Like own it. We said this last week.
Like, this is who you are.
Right.
And then Kelly Dodd. So that's like what makes me laugh about the whole thing with Kelly Dodd, too, because it's also like, Kelly, I think you should. Are you that unself? Are you like a Sheena? You like don't see what's happening here? Are you not self-aware? No.
But then, OK, so who.
What did Andy say to that?
He was like, sorry, getting lumped into that. I don't know. Like, he's just like, all right, Jolie, see you later.
But like, also, I'm curious, like, do like the house. It was like a direct line to him.
But they have regular callers that call in too and like ask advice.
Oh, okay. I was wondering. You know,
this woman, I got pretty involved with this woman this morning. She's having a hard time in her marriage. She's been married for 10 years. They've been together for 17. And they're just in a rough patch. No kids.
And she's asking Andy for advice?
Yes.
He gave seems qualified. What did he say?
He gave pretty good advice. He's like, I think you guys need to communicate. I think that's the first step. And maybe have a couple date nights. And, you know, if you figure out that's not what you want anymore, maybe you go your separate ways.
James and Raquel yourself. Conscious uncoupling.
Yes.
Okay. And then tonight was announced. Teddy Mellencamp, John Cougar Mellencamp's daughter, and Cynthia Friendship Contract Bailey will be on Celebrity Big Brother.
So Cynthia was fired from Housewives.
Clearly.
Right. Because she still wants to be on reality TV because she did.
She's like, no, guys, I don't want the Real Housewives of Atlanta. I think Celebrity Big Brother is where I'm going to make my big break. She's like, hi, can we now, do this at Lake Bailey?
You're a huge Big Brother person. How will they be as contestants?
Candy went pretty far when she was on it. And okay. Brandy did too.
Okay.
But I don't see. I think that they're both. One,
They Who better votes they them out. Say, the people in the house, right? Yes. There's alliances.
Yes. So there's what they do is they compete in a competition, and there's a head of household. So the head of household then will nominate two players to be evicted, and then the two players and the head of household cannot vote. So the rest of them vote for who they want to be out.
Got it.
And then you have one opportunity.
How do you
be
the household?
You win the competition. So there's like a weekly competition. And then there's-
Are these weekly competitions based on-
They're everything. Endurance, you know, puzzles, questions. Some are like luck, some are fate. So there's like, it kind of like does it for everybody. So if you're not like super strong, like you might not win that week, but then the next week might be like a mind game.
Teddy is pretty competitive.
So here's what I think. They need to keep away from each other because they already have a Real Housewife alliance that they'll probably be drawn to each other anyways.
Okay.
You know, can
That's the key. That's the tip.
I think so. I could see them both going under the radar if they keep away from each other. Do you want me to tell you who the full cast is?
Yes.
Would that be helpful? Okay. So I will tell you who will go out very soon. Okay. Shauna Mokler, who is Travis Barker's ex-wife.
Yes.
I think she'll be out quickly.
I thought it was Shayna.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Lamar Odom.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. NSYNC's Chris Kirkpatrick.
Yes.
The one with the pineapple hair.
Oh yeah.
Cynthia Bailey. Chris Kattan. He was Saturday Night Live, like Night at the Roxbury.
Yes. This okay. is a great cast. I might watch.
Figure skater Mirai Nagasu.
Don't know him.
It's a girl. Figure skater. Oh. Todrick Hall.
But you can be a boy figure skater.
I'm telling you, she's a girl though.
Oh, what's the person's name?
Mirai.
Oh, okay.
And then Todrick Hall. So he's like a choreographer. He's big into Big Brother. So after the last season, he hosted like the whole cast at his house. So like this isn't surprising if you're a fan. Teddy, Shayna, Shauna Mokler, Todd Bridges, UFC fighter. Maisha Tate, and then Queer Eye Carson Kressley.
Oh,
I think Carson will win the whole thing.
Oh, so and Carson's gonna know Teddy and Cynthia. He's gonna know a lot of people in the house, I feel.
Yeah, he'll know Todrick because there's Drag Race. So here's what's funny. So the first Celebrity Big Brother, Ross Matthews was on, and he should have won, but the God, I cannot remind Marissa Winnett. Oh God, come on. You guys, if you've watched it. So this other, he got second. I could see Carson winning this. And then it's a source of contention on the set of Drag Race.
Okay.
Drama.
Okay. So, but Big Brother's on a lot of nights a week.
Yeah. Oh, are you busy now? It's only a couple of weeks though. Big Brother's only like Celebrity Big Brother, I think is like 4 weeks.
Okay. Okay. But it's not like every night, right?
I think it's like three nights.
Okay.
So it'll be fine. So yeah, it starts literally like next week and then it goes to February 23rd. Like it's not very long.
Oh, I remember there's always like Big Brother after the Super Bowl, which go 49ers this weekend.
Yeah.
49ers playing the Rams.
Not to be mean. I just want the Rams to win because I think it'd be fun to have the home game since it's in LA.
I wish the 49ers luck.
Okay. Do you want to talk Vanderpump real quick and then
sure.
Okay. Let's talk Vanderpump. So it's over. And so are James and Raquel.
I was just shocked that they immediately said it. And I felt like everyone was being very mature. It was just like, we weren't soulmates. This wasn't going to be forever.
First off, this was Raquel's decision. 100%.
Right. But I feel like he's accepting it and he's not going to like chase her anymore. When they said they weren't having sex anymore and it had been years, I was like, wait, what? Years? And then they kind of clarified and said maybe like once a month.
It just seemed like it wasn't a like consistent thing for people in their late 20s. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. It just to me, I'm like, guys, at the end of the second part, I felt darkness from this breakup. I was like, something happened because 2 or 3 days before they said they were at Disneyland with Tom and Ariana and everything seemed fine. I'm like, something happened because her dad drove out he picked her up at the reunion so she would not go home with James.
Yeah. So you have
something dark. Something dark happened and that's why it was ended. And I feel like she needed the reunion to have the courage to fully end it.
Could be.
There's darkness. Mm-hmm. And Raquel is an angel. She's a little angel baby. You know what I want now is I want a spinoff. Somebody who, oh my God, a juror wrote like the, it really made me laugh. The story, the title of her dating spinoff would be, I have to find it. It really made me giggle, but I'm like, Grandma Buttons is the host.
Yeah. Okay,
and then we get all
smoking cigs
and we get all single Bravo celebrity men to be
the contestants,
the contestants. And it's so called, oh, they said it's called
Merch Madness.
Yes. It's called Serving Up Love.
Yes.
So cute. Right. But like, think of all the single people that are on Bravo, you know, or it's like its own relationship. We can get new people into, sure, whatever.
They've never had a dating show on Bravo.
That's a lie. Remember
when Shep relationship.
Remember, and Joe had one with Slade. With Slade mm-hmm. was like the host. He was like the confidant, Joe and Slade. You don't remember this from years ago?
Oh, okay. Yes.
I mean, we had Millionaire nothing Matchmaker. That's been
nothing. Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys. Wow.
I mean, we have, but not like a competition show, like relationship Shep was in that Joe show, but like,
but relationship was stupid because he was going all around the country. It's like,
yeah, it wasn't set up well.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, I think Raquel would be great because you need your lead to be like likable, but like not spotlight taking. And you kind of let, you know, the men are always one.
Is she likable?
I thought she was the MVP of the reunion. I think she is very sweet. And I literally, guys, I just felt that there was this weird fear from her during this reunion. Like, she called it like it was with Lala. Like, well, when I met Lala, I knew her as the mistress. And then when she shut it down,
too, or did she finally find her voice?
Great.
Yeah.
Ariel, that mermaid. She seemed
a little bit more with it.
I think
sometimes I think she's in La La Land.
I think I'm telling you, there's fear mm-hmm. and trepidation. And I feel like she's finally gotten out and she had help.
Thing. I thought James very much held himself to a high standard for James Kennedy in this reunion. He was very much like, I love her. I wish her well. I want to say goodbye to the dog. I guess you're going to go stay with your dad. It's very much over. We're not soulmates. I'm not your person. And that's it. Like, it could, you know, our original plan was that we'd get through the reunion and then we'd go our separate ways. But this
with an Instagram post.
Yeah. But this seemed like the easier thing to do.
It just, I was, and then like, but I'm like, Brock, shut up, Brock. Because obviously then like Brock has trying to earn his spot. Cause he's like, no, we need a season where we get married in November, which will be conveniently when the season ends filming and it'll be in Bali.
Which I think it's in Bali because it's very affordable there.
I'm just saying it's like at the end when season's filming. So the film crew will go to Bali, you know? But he's like saying, and like when James storms off, first off, I was like laughing. Cause I'm like, okay, James, like this isn't James' suit. He's renting it or whatever. Because I don't know if you noticed
the blue.
Definitely purple.
Did you notice
the back of
lilac?
It was actually, he looked wonderful. Great spray tan on him. I like the black.
His skin was glowing.
But he didn't cut the back flap on his jacket. Did you notice that when he, from behind? Oh,
no, no.
Oh, I noticed it. I thought everyone actually looked fantastic. Katie's dress does not translate well on TV. When she posted a photo of it standing up, and I thought she looked great. And then sitting down, I was like, oh, no.
Why don't we
practice these with sitting down?
I want to know about Charlie's 45-pound weight loss.
I was like, are you Teresa Giudice-ing it with like a competition?
I went onto her Instagram. She did do a competition. And it's funny, even like when Andy kept on asking her about the food thing, she still won't talk about what happened. So I feel like it leads to a lot of mystery and a lot of
questions.
Yeah. And it's like, just say what happened, because
what if it's traumatic?
I know, but you've kind of said it, but you won't say it. And people are assuming maybe something that's not even true.
Well, you know what happens when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. I also, though, did love when she put Sheena in her place and she's like, you think I need attention? Oh, I'm not you. And like, she was like,
Sheena did look really good, though. She's still breastfeeding.
She looked great, but God, like,
I thought,
like,
Lala looked really good too.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I thought, I'm telling you, I really thought Ariana's was a miss for me.
The hair up with like her two, it looked really streaky.
It just, I wasn't crazy about the dress either, but I thought like Tom Sandoval, I thought he looked great. Like I thought he was wearing his vintage, like
retro
vintage, or yeah. What did he say? Retro. That's what he was doing. Schwartz looked good. You guys, Sandy and Schwartz. Okay. I think that Tom Schwartz is just like a dum-dum. There was something when they were showing they gave us a tour of what Schwartz and Sandy. You guys, I would never been more attracted to Tom Schwartz in my life in that video. He was so sexy in that video.
No, but then it got me thinking, him leading you around the place was very charismatic. Yes. And I feel like Tom Sandoval always takes the front seat.
Yeah, he's the front of the house. You're right.
Well, and literally, he's always the driver. And Schwartz is in the sidecar. But when Schwartz has the opportunity to lead, he really is the true star.
Didn't you feel that way?
I literally wrote in my notes, Schwartz leading us around the place. Like,
I was like, wait.
Like, dreamy.
Yes! I was like, yes. I'm like turned on by Schwartz right now.
I completely agree.
Everything about it.
Step.
Like, he's like, yeah, you know, we broke these. And when he was like, I just need a hug. Like, I just felt like very the whole thing, I was like, oh my God. I was like, he looks so good. Everything. I was like, oh my God, I get it. I'm entranced by Schwartz right now. I can see how it happens. I can see it. I thought it was like the whole Lala and Rand segments really kind of like, look, I'm like sad for Lala for the fact that for her daughter, right? Like that's a shitty situation, but it's like everything that she's saying, like, hello, you literally thought you were the one to change him. And as Lisa said, a leopard doesn't change its spots.
Well, and then she's like, well, I mean, like when we were rehearsed dating, he said he was separated. I never knew he had a wife. We were traveling all the time and he only came to my house, but nothing about that was suspicious.
I was like, wait, is this Sheena and Eddie Cibrian?
I know.
But like, I know. And then she's like, I mean, what kind of wife lets their husband travel for 2 months like that? And then they do 5 minutes earlier. He was always gone. Like even Brock was like, you let him.
He must be like a true master manipulator though.
Well, when she's like, he was leading a double life. I'm like, I don't think he was leading a double life. I think he was leading his life and just, I don't think there was anything double about it. Like you said that you knew things were happening once you got sober and like all of a sudden you weren't the party girl, right? Like these things changed. No, like you just, he was like, here's a bouquet of red flags. And you're like, they're beautiful in water.
I know.
You know,
I commend her for keeping her sobriety during this time. I would have loved to know more about like, what's the custody agreement? What's going on with that? Even just like Lala, like, seeing his girls.
Yeah. It just,
that's,
you know,
sad. She lived with those two girls for years.
It was hard for me to feel sorry for her in the situation that she's just like, I couldn't believe
definitely playing the victim.
Yeah. And it's like, well, but you did all these things. And it's like, you didn't know he was married. Like you were like torturing her. Yeah. You like put all these things on the internet. Like, come on. You know, to me, it was just like, but she looked great. And she's also, okay, she did make me laugh like a couple of times. I mean, she's like, oh yeah, hey, Ariana, why don't you go to court and be like, we feel like we're married. Like she made me laugh a couple of times because I'm like, it's like even like a broken clock is right twice a day, you know?
I feel like Tom and Ariana are going to get married. It's going to be the event of the year. It will probably take
3 years. What if they're secretly married already?
They could be. No, like, she would have gotten so mad during that conversation and been like, well, you know what?
Well, it was so here's interesting
document.
Cause they're like, it's this Sheena, you didn't need to do it at this event. And they're like, we weren't going to do it at the event. Oh my God. Blah, blah. And it's like, you wanted to get it on film. We all know. And like Ariana, I don't understand why you're defending. But then when Katie was like, Ariana, you don't understand because it's not important to you. Like you never want to get engaged or married, which I thought was like a low blow in that regard. Like,
I also thought it was really weird that you would say that to your like business partner.
Yeah. Which, you know, Lisa's getting involved
completely. That's the storyline for next season. Also, Lisa, stop coming. They also should have just had her as a guest walk in and walk out.
Lisa, she's always next to Andy like that in these reunions.
No, but like come out for a short period of time. There was no reason for her to be there.
There's never any reason for her to be there, Mary. That's she's
so
always
embarrassing.
They used to, when there were more people in that room, it used to be Andy and Lisa sitting parallel, like the same.
That's right.
Like she wasn't curved. It was like them next to each other.
Is Raquel going to be on next season?
maybe next season is Raquel dating other people.
Okay. Or so there's just will drama she go this
back
week.
To school.
Okay. So there's drama this week. So Raquel had like posted stories like basically like her therapist had canceled on her twice and she was having a really tough day yesterday. Cause obviously I think like it was the first day of the reunion, especially with that news that was going to be announced.
I saw her. She was eating an ice cream cone from Trader Joe's, those little mini cones. They're absolutely that don't have delicious.
The top on. They're just like the cone ice cream. They don't have the ice cream part.
No. They have the ice cream. They're dipped in chocolate, but they're mini. They're healthy. Yeah,
but do they have the thing on top of the cone? Or is it just the cone with the ice cream in it? Have you had those from Trader Joe's?
It's a little mini cone. It's a sugar cone with ice cream dipped in chocolate.
So there's a top, like an ice cream top that's not in the cone.
What do you, like a regular ice cream?
Okay, well, Trader Joe's has these cones and they're mini cones, like little like triangle mini, like cylinder cones. And it's topped at the top. It's taken off. There's ice cream in the cone with chocolate on top of that. So it's just like the cone part of it.
Oh,
we're talking about two different things, clearly. <Yeah. laughs> But anyway, so James posts the story.
Okay.
Holding hands with somebody in a video and like, let's go. And so then she posted, like, they did like an engagement party for her last night.
Yeah.
Like a couple of the girls, and they had penis straws.
Right. And I saw.
And then he commented and deleted, basically being like, oh, like you're tacky, basically. Like, this will be my year. Like, and then deleted it. So I'm like, I'm like, they're going to try to get them both back. I think this reunion sealed the fate that another season of Vanderpump's coming. Like, to watch Lala date, to watch James date, to watch Raquel date, to watch like the wedding. It. Like, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm a glutton for punishment.
And we're going to get Tom Tom would be going.
Tom Tom. Well, yeah. Tom Tom's open now. Schwartz and Sandy's is supposed to open by March.
No. That's March. What I'm saying. I'm sorry.
Oh.
We would get Sandy's. Schwartz and Sandy's. So,
Yeah. You know, but it's like, okay, what are your thoughts on Brock? Because again, we've said he's the MVP of the season because everything was basically about him or talking about him or his issues. But I'm like, God, you're so unlikable though. Like, they've made up two different stories, right? First off, he started paying child support in 2018. Sheena says 2019. Three different times they couldn't get the date right.
Right.
Then when they talked about the engagement party, they were like, well, no, then they emailed me about the budget. And it was too much. So I wasn't going to pay that. But then they're also saying, well, we couldn't text Lala because we're told we're not allowed to talk to each other off camera during shooting season, which I'm like, like, do we not remember the rage text that Katie has sent, that Tom sent to Stassi, like all these things? I'm like, don't, like, that's a straight up lie. Like, oh, I was going to see Lala filming that like later. So I couldn't talk to her about it. Like, God, no. You guys are like such liars. And then it's like you put all your cards on credit or all the ring all on credit because you didn't want to put it. You didn't want money on your account so that the government from Australia would take it and give it to your family that you owe back child support to.
What the hell? Okay. To me, that was the most confusing part.
And then when they asked the visa for him, he's like, yeah, I have 2 years left on my investor visa. And Lisa's like, yeah, you have to have like almost $1 million for that. He's like, yes. Well, I had a gym. And they valued it at $500,000 so I could stay. Like, so you own a gym or like someone put you on the ownership part of it? Or like what gym location is this?
This is a bundle of red flags.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, also, I thought it was interesting that Sheena would only have a surrogate for her second. She had a...
That was scary to learn. That's like, yeah. I felt like it was very Kim Kardashian, like what that had happened to her with the preeclampsia.
Yeah.
Okay, but also, I felt like she kept using her baby as like a victim for herself, like against Charlie. She's like, I had a baby. You came after me. Like all these things are always like, I was in this situation. It's like, just take accountability.
Yeah.
Just own it, baby. Why can't people own it? And when they don't own it, then we have to watch it and be like, you're like Kristen Takeman, you're delusional.
You know? And Charlie didn't really need to be there. Or also send me what you're eating every day.
There you go. So she's only allowed to stay if she sends you what she's eating every day.
I already have the Teddy diet. I know what that is. So
air and lemon.
Hello, you get a LaCroix as a snack.
Oh, I did hear you get a piece of lettuce every 5 days. Also,
Madison LaCroix, she
Southern Charm.
She promotes Prolon, which Courtney and I did. And she's probably like, oh my God, y'all, it's like so easy. No, she's very funny about it. She's like, Madison tends her discount code, but when she's doing it, she'll be like tasting the soup and is like, yeah, it's pretty good. Like, it's manageable to get down, you know.
You plug your nose.
Right. And I'm like, how are these people like giving you this promotion? You're doing a shitty job about it. But anyways, then she like posted her dinner from last night and it was literally like 4 ounces of turkey and a teaspoon of salad dressing.
Oh my God. I wonder why you have Alex from Southern Charm would love that. Ground turkey?
No. Grilled chicken.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said ground turkey. And you just said
Southern Charm, Summer House.
Madison's from Southern Charm.
No, I know. You said Alex from Summer House talking about turkey.
Correct.
You said, I don't think you said that though.
Madison's from Southern Charm.
No,
Alex from Summer House loves ground turkey. Maybe I said it.
Should we get into Summer House?
Let's take a quick break and then go in.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their Dewy Day Cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Way products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Way. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free with Way. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay. This Kyle and Amanda bathroom fight is continuing. The most interesting part about this week was Kyle on Watch What Happens Live in the audience. So last week, Kyle was on Watch What Happens Live. This Amanda was not in the audience. This week, Amanda's on Watch What Happens Live. Kyle Sierra is sitting in the audience, and he is with Luke, who will be coming in like a couple more episodes.
Did you feel like Luke was like kind of claiming Maya? I felt like his arm kept being around her chair every time the camera would go to them. And then he posted a photo of the two of them. I'm like, is he trying to like insinuate that these two are together? Mm. Did anybody else get that vibe? Just me? Just me? I look too much into things. Okay.
But anyways, basically Andy is grilling Amanda about their relationship, the way he talks to her, just everything. And they keep panning to Kyle in the audience. It's like he is fighting tears.
He's like American. I feel like he's American Psycho on there. Just like,
well, I was like, this was like, okay, I can't tell. I'm like, I think Kyle gaslights her. I also feel like Amanda is never going to go over the fact that he cheated, and she'll always have this fear in the back of her head, and it all stems from his drinking. So it's either like, Kyle, if you can't,
this is who he is again.
No, but also, this is, but also, but no, he literally, I think he does own who he is. He's like, summer should be fun. I'm having fun. If I want to stay out, like, this is who he is. He's not going to change. So either one, you have to have a leash on him. Two,
he's not your child or dog.
He has to stop drinking.
No.
Or three, they have to break up.
Guys, so Raquel and James did what Amanda couldn't do.
I don't mean it meanly.
Ow. I just think, I think it's like a very hard thing for Raquel and James, like for Raquel to get to that point, well, right?
And like the pressure behind like also like the TV show, like I feel like Kim Kardashian married Chris Humphries because it was like, everyone's watching this. Like, I just got to do it 72 days later. Bye.
There's a lot of pressure. Maybe we mentioned it last week.
Amen. So that the set felt the same way.
There you go.
felt.
But I mean, Kyle even said, like, you're never going to forgive me for what I did. Like, when he went outside to go cry to like Danielle, you know, and like Andy asked, like, how did you feel about that, Amanda? And she was like, I mean,
such a great answer.
She's like, he needed to get rid. He needed to get it. Oh, they were very practiced on it. Yeah. It was very much like, the whole Watch What Happens, I was like, this is so
awkward.
But also there might be a part of them too that wants to defy the odds.
Totally. Bonnie and Clyde, us against the world kind of thing.
Yeah. I also do think Kyle has shouldered Loverboy so much on him.
His entire life is Loverboy.
And okay, they live in the same apartment together. Yeah. They work together. And they're in a relationship together.
And they're on the show.
And they're working together in the apartment.
Right.
So, I mean, that is a lot to shoulder. And, you know, you have bad work days together. And then he doesn't know how to shut it off. And I do think that he is a highly motivated person during the week.
He's a work hard, play hard.
Work hard, play hard. And I think she has like a little bit of a gloominess to her. Like a melancholy personality.
Remember, like he used to call her like lazy. I just don't think she's like fully happy.
I think it might be hard for her to get motivated, and she's never going to like work as hard as Kyle works.
And I also think he's a little resentful of that.
Not saying she doesn't get her job done.
Right. But I think he's also a little resentful of that too, because their merch took off, which was all her. Right. Mm-hmm. And she probably put 25% of the time of what he's put into like Loverboy and like made this huge success there. Like, think about it. Like, we love our sweatshirts. I wear that sweatshirt all the time. I personally have never bought Loverboy. My friends have, you have, but like, you know, it's like the merch is super cute. I think that there's something going on. And then there's this whole thing too, that I feel like, so that at the 4th of July party, Amanda's like, you know, shaking her ass, like is out there. And I'm like, I think she's overcompensating and trying to be fun as possible because Kyle said she's not fun and the spark but is also gone.
And get attention.
Yeah. Like, I just feel like she's just like, also, I'm fun. See, I am fun.
But also, what like a high school fight or college fight, like
high school when he pushed back in the chair because he wanted to obviously like go up to see her and she's like, ow, my foot, and just like whacks him. And I'm like, oh, my God, nobody wants to live in this house with you guys.
I know.
And she was like, I just wanted to remind him because he's having too much fun and he shouldn't be. So I wanted to like basically punish him. And like the other girls are like, oh, great. Paige is like, I'm going to talk to you sober.
Okay, when they had that heart to heart on the couch and she basically was like, do you still want to do this? Like, you don't want to regret this in 15 years. Like, if you want to get out, like, you can still do it. Like, this wedding hasn't happened.
And she's clearly had this conversation with Amanda multiple times.
And Amanda's like, Paige is a really good friend. She's having these hard conversations and she's smart. She's not saying anything bad about Kyle. She's focused on Amanda's feelings and making sure she's getting what she needs. Girls, never trash your friend's boyfriends. They'll come back to haunt you.
God, don't worry. I say things about Michael behind your back.
That's smart.
I'm just kidding. I love Michael. I have nothing bad to say about him. But really, like, your girlfriends will vent to you about how horrible their boyfriend is, but they'll still pick the boyfriend. So it's just as bad blood. Like I feel like most people hate their best friend's boyfriend because they hear all the bad things. Because why is a girl, would I ever call you and be like, Mary, you have to see the bouquet that he sent me today? You'd be like, I don't give a shit.
Right.
Right. But I'll be like, Mary, this asshole got wasted and he called me a bitch. And you're like, you're not a bitch. I'm going to tell him something. You know what I mean?
No. No, it's totally true. But you guys, I'm stressed out for them. And I want
because we know they get married. Work.
It's so hard to watch. But I wish Amanda and Kyle well, and I want them to be the Bonnie and Clyde.
And no, that doesn't end well in Bonnie and Clyde either.
I really want them to just keep taking like birth control just in case. There is no prenup though. I don't think they have a lot of assets.
Also, she said on Watch What Happens Live that the note that she wrote
was really
a post-it. It was like, okay, burger from Sex and the City. What do you mean? It's like, I'm like, I'm sure it has like Kyle's. So when I was like, do you think it's notarized? Nobody's notarizing a post-it. Like, what? Like, and then the parents aren't involved. I'm like, what's going on here? Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
I don't. And then I got super scared because Robert came, which we love Robert and Danielle. Yeah. And Danielle, I want to say that hopefully it was just her being like drunk where she wants like this schedule from him. Like, he's a chef. Like, is that why Maya's on this show too? Maya's supposed to show Amanda, hey, you can break up your engagement. Also, Danielle, this is what it's like dating a chef.
I know, but I feel like
Sierra, we can be single in Hub House. We can all be single together.
She's not asking that much. How many days a week do they get to hang out?
But do you, they live together? But do you know what the like? If you're opening a restaurant, like have you you've watched Top Chef? Come on, like they are in that place in and out all day long. Like chefs literally have, and they usually when a restaurant opens, they're there from opening to close.
Her being like, I thought dating a chef. Oh, I'm gonna eat so well. I've never had so much takeout in my life. I was like, oh no.
But I mean, they seem to be good present day. She's in Aspen with him while he's doing that. And I just, he just seems like such a nice guy. Like to do that whole, that guy had been cooking that seafood for hours. Carl's manning the grill and Robert is doing the seafood.
I couldn't believe how many people they had at this party. It was a full blown summer house.
This is when we thought that panini was going to be done. You know, everybody's feeling it like, oh no masks. We feel like we're out of it. And then like, you know, a couple months later, like, and we're back in. Mm. Okay. Wait,
let's talk about Andy
and Paige first. And then what happens?
No, let's just head to the pool scene. So basically Andy throws in some girl, just like fun. And then this crazy lady comes out of nowhere, literally like
grabs his hair.
So aggressive. Like it was like a slap.
She's acting it out right here. So she grabs her hair and his hair.
It was like, she was going to headbutt him.
She was like trying to like stomp him. Like, yeah, it was like,
it was scary. It was wild. And I feel like he was so like,
he was taken aback. He was scared. He was scared.
He was like, I've never felt this way before. I also feel like you feel like shameful and embarrassed that it would happen.
Yeah,
to
him.
Like,
he was super vulnerable. Not even
like the physical part of it. And then Paige is like, I love getting into girl fights. She's like, I think you guys should leave.
Like, yeah. Now. And then she's like, I'm going to close the door.
Yeah.
They're like, we are leaving. She's like, that's a great idea.
Her J-Lo hot suit.
They all look great. Again, these bodies are to die
for. I thought
it
was funny that Lindsay chose jeans.
Maybe because she's gone through a lot recently. So maybe she just wasn't feeling like, I don't know. I really love these guys. I just felt like watching that too. I was like, oh man. Andy is moving up the ranks in this March Madness. I'm so nervous for Craig because I feel like every week it's going to come down to the two of them.
Also, it's kind of funny how all these summer house people win March Madness.
Well, because it's always airing. Luke,
then we had Bo, and we've had Maurice. How many years has Craig been the runner up?
I think 2 years in a row.
Okay. If I would die, like power of the people, like I kind of want, I've always wanted Craig to win and I think he will win eventually, but it would be funny if Andy got the upset.
It'll just like, okay. I also was laughing too, because in the episode, they're like, hey, Paige, do you think that Andy knows anything about you and Craig? And literally Paige is wearing a sweatshirt that says so cool. Like it's from Sewing Down South. I'm like, if he doesn't, he's a dum-dum, you know, like, and then did you notice that Paige was vaping when she was talking to Craig on the phone?
Oh,
her room. Okay. And then I'm like, oh man, here goes Craig. He's already, you know, Craig's always like whoever he's dating is his best friend. And he always misses them right away. She's like, hi. He was like, I miss you. She doesn't say it back. She has full control. And then I'm like, oh, this is what Paige does. She's cute. She's got to think, did you laugh tonight? And he's like, I laughed. And she's like, that's the most important thing. Like, that's her signature with him. Did you laugh?
What does that mean?
Like, you know how like, you have
code
like
for something.
Like, I thought it was like, oh, maybe. I was thinking it was like some inside joke. Like, hey, did you have a great time tonight? Like, that's all that, as long as you're smiling, that's all that matters. You know, like that kind of thing. But I bet you every time they talk on the phone, she asks him, did you laugh today?
Oh, okay.
Like that's something between them. I am probably reading too much into this.
I mean, I like that if that's true.
Like, yeah, I just feel like that's like their cute connection. But like, I feel like Paige does that to the guys that she's dating. Like she gives some little insight, like where they're like, I want her to ask me if I laughed today.
Right.
You know,
I also feel like Paige is a very independent woman in a lot of ways. So maybe this is the perfect relationship for her. Like,
I think when she was dating with Harry, she had a totally different
serious.
She was going to be like the housewife. Now she has all this. You're right with the independent thing. She has like her clothes, like her influencing and like all these things where
they're both in like the same world in terms of like they're both trying to promote a brand. They're both trying to hustle and make money. Like this strike while the iron is hot so they can really. And they're making a TV show as well so they can relate in that way. But I think also Paige is a girl's girl and a good friend. So she likes having her own time. She doesn't have to like see Craig every single day.
You know what right. I mean? Yeah. Well, because, you know, she's the absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah.
You know, we've really turned to Paige on Paige.
Paige, we never not liked you.
Yeah.
There was one ostrich comment, which had nothing to do with your face or anything. You wore a top that looked like an ostrich.
Marisol's wearing it in her confessional on Miami in black. Okay.
I wish I could wear these outfits that you pull off. Okay.
Okay. Would you? So then I saw some regression in Carl. Mm-hmm. So on Watch What Happens Live, by the way, the audience is asked or whoever's voting is asked, should Sierra and Carl be together? Overwhelming, resounding no. And she like couldn't figure out that they were saying no because they don't want Carl with her, not because of them together.
Oh no, but also because he's already with Lindsay. And then they asked who was going to get engaged next, and it was between Carl and Lindsay,
Danielle and Robert. Paige and Craig.
Yeah. And they both. So I'm thinking Danielle and Robert. That's what I was thinking.
And Sierra's like, absolutely not. No.
I know. I was like, Trouble in Paradise? Like,
no, I was like, Sierra hates her still because she threw a glass at her. Remember, that comes later.
Oh,
I'm like, okay. There's got to be some hate still happening.
Oh, right. And then it sounded like a Craig and Paige engagement.
Well, so Amanda said Lindsay and Carl, and Kyle shouted from the audience, they just bought a car together.
Right.
That's what are they buying a car for?
For a car seat?
Oh. Okay. Oh. I read too much into that comment too.
Why are they buying a car?
Mary, why are they buying a car? They live in the same building.
They live in the same building?
They've lived in the same building for like a couple years now, I think.
Well, she just broke up with Stravi. They were living together. That was last summer.
Okay, so fine. But I think they lived in, I don't know. I think they live in the same building.
Wow. Okay.
Why are they buying a car? To drive to the summer house this year?
It's only January.
I'm just asking why they're buying a car.
Would they both go to Winter House?
I hope that car has four-wheel drive. He didn't say what kind of car it was. So
I feel like it's an SUV for the car seat.
Okay. Well, maybe they're not going to Winter House then. I'm just kidding. This is all speculation. I just think you put car seats in cars. I think that's what they're there for. You know, that's all. But
it's really cute.
I know. And so, but I'm like, but I felt like I saw regression in Carl this week when he was like, by the way, to like Sierra, he's like, by the way, those dance moves you were doing on the table. I was like, no, Carl, no, just because there's another single girl in the house, you don't have to hit on them.
Right.
Carl, no. And then when Sierra like took her shirt off outside and Amanda's like, she did that on purpose. And he's like, what do you know? And she's like, it's a long summer. You live in the same house. I'm like, oh my gosh, Carl, no.
Well, we know what happened. Know, also, Lindsay just going around being a kissing bandit, making out with Alex for a hot second. Do you think he had turkey breath?
100%. I was thinking she's like, that's the first and last time of that. I love him calling him out, though, when he's like, I saw what you guys ate for breakfast. And Paige's face, which she's like, what did we have for breakfast? He's like, bacon. She's like, she was like, what the what?
He is not fun.
I think. OK. So there's rumors going around that he was last minute cast because it was going to be Jason on the cast.
Oh.
So there's rumors about that. I feel bad because I think Maya's very sociable. I feel like
they seem to have really accepted her into the group.
And for some reason, Alex isn't there yet. And I think it's probably because, which is surprising too, because I think like him and Carl and Kyle would like the workout thing, especially. I bet him and Luke will get along like when Luke arrives, you know, but it's like there's something like why is nobody connecting with him? Or is it because that Andy brought him in and Andy has been like, well, bye. I've got to like stake my claim in this house too. Like we're competing for attention in a sense.
I feel like Andy, though, he knows, you know, Amanda and Kyle, he knows Paige. Andy's really going out of his way making pasta for the girls.
Okay, you guys, he's like, do you want me to make you guys pasta? Then he pulls out the Barilla pasta box. I was like, I thought we were getting fresh made pasta. I thought we were getting egg and flour. No, they're like, wow, if you can make pasta like that. I'm like, what the hell, you guys? It's from a box in a jar. And it's probably got Kraft Parmesan on top. Like, you guys are at a low bar. And so do I, because I'd love it.
Barilla.
I'd hop right in Barilla. His bed. Like Paige hopped in his bed, so would I.
Mazzetta. That's the best canned
tomato.
Okay. Thank Mazzetta. You.
It's delicious. The spicy marinara. Oh, my God.
I love a spicy marinara.
Yeah.
Sounds great. You're going to make that for me one day?
Yeah.
Wow.
I got the jars in my pantry.
Wow. My pants are off already. Sorry. Well, you know, because we found out too that Lindsay, there's a lot of box munching.
That was the car. Mm-hmm. Not surprised.
No, good for that. Good for her. She's like, you guys are all missing out. And they're like, can we pull over? The boys were very turned on by that. And that's what I mean. Like, Maya just like jumped in the car with them. Was like, I'll come with you guys. Like, let me get to know.
Like, literally when Kyle's like, so wait, tell me more about ending your engagement. I was like, oh my God.
I really think Kyle wanted Amanda to end it.
I know. It was, but like, then I also, okay, trying to.
Also, I loved his really stupid joke when they're like, so you broke up. They're like, yeah, six months ago. So like, have you like dipped back into the well? And she's like, once or twice in the well. And Kyle went, Well. Like, I hate how funny that was. But I'm like, yeah, Kyle's like, I think if Amanda ended it, Kyle would be super sad, but would be totally relieved. Fine with it.
Relieved.
Yes, relieved. Like, I think he like loves her, but I think
they have so much invested in it together too. Like the job part.
I would be curious if she has any ownership in that job, in that company. I'd be I feel
maybe
like she's
some
just
stocks.
Maybe equity. I don't, do they have stock yet? Like, have they IPO'd? I don't think so.
No, but
I'm sure that there's something, but I just feel like this is very much like Kyle. Like
Carl. It's funny because I feel like Carl's very much the face of the company. He's just like a salesperson.
Right. Right.
Like, what's like Carl's LinkedIn profile?
Check it out right now.
Okay. Carl Radke. Yeah.
LinkedIn. I mean, although I have to say now I do want to buy some Loverboy.
What are you talking about? We've had it in Austin.
I know, but I'm saying I haven't bought it myself. I think I'm ready to buy it now.
Yeah.
Okay. What did it say?
So
what's his like little like two sentence bio?
About, I've helped companies launch everything from projects to digital, from product to digital technologies. My skill set is rooted in both my knowledge of the current product landscape, as well as my ability to quickly establish influence, credibility, which is achieved me through what every great salesperson has, effective personal communication. I really butchered that.
Oh, but he's VP of sales at Loverboy. Like, he's got a vice president title.
Is there a way to find how many people work at Loverboy?
Let's see. Like, you should LinkedIn. Be able to click Loverboy. Let's see. There's 30 employees on LinkedIn.
Oh.
Loverboy is capitalizing on a white space in the $250 billion alcohol industry.
Oh, that was funny when he was like, there was a question about him following around Bethany Frankel at a party because he was trying to ask her about the liquor business.
Wait, I missed this. What happened? It's on Watch What
Happens
Live.
That was from the week before, and it was like a true or false game. It was like, did Kyle once stalk Bethany Frankel at a party in the Hamptons?
And he said it's true.
And he's like, yeah, I was like trying to like I muster up the courage to ask her about the liquor industry.
But can I ask a dumb question? Did we ask this last week? Like, outside of Skinny Girl, what would you say is the most successful company that's come through a Bravo show that wasn't started like before? Like, I feel like Loverboy is up there.
I completely agree with you.
Like, what else is, like, seriously though?
Yeah, I paid $10 for the shipping.
No, but I'm just saying, like, in general, like, I feel like that's probably like Kyle is very smart about how he handles Loverboy because he uses Summer House as a full marketing like brand awareness for the whole TV show. Like,
I'd also say the cabaret show.
Yeah, sure. That's the best experience.
Right.
No, I'm saying an experience as opposed to like the product is the experience, the product for Loverboy's alcohol. Yeah, but I agree. Like, but really, those are like, I'm sure that there's more and people are probably screaming like, what about?
No, I don't think there
maybe
is.
Like Tom Tom.
But it's also interesting that it's the spinoffs that are not necessarily the housewives.
Would you say ambassadorship to Surrey County?
She's getting a spinoff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Candy's getting a spinoff. Candy and the Gang. It's going to be like the new, I feel like it's going to be the new
VPR.
I'm excited about this. I think it's like March 6th that comes out. I'm very excited about this one. I feel like this is the way to go.
Also, you guys, Loverboy is hiring. There is a
supply, for what? Tell us.
Supply manager job that's on the operations side. That's in New York. However, they're looking for field representatives and distribution managers all across the country.
Wow.
So, even in our state of California, if you want to help with the distribution of the alcohol, you only need 1 year of proven results. Of sales experience in the food.
I was like, proven results of what? Honestly, you could fill a lot of blanks in there. I have proven that. I've proven that I can drink on my couch.
So yeah, that's it.
I mean, look, I think I have to say, I think it's like one of the most successful. I like keep trying to rack my brain. Like I'm going, it's like, oh, maybe Sewing Down South is up there too.
Oh,
But I'm trying to think like of all the shows, like Orange County, Wines with Wives, Kodo Insurance, Vena CBD. What else we've got over there?
Cut Fitness.
Remember the trucker hats that Megan was making for a while?
Ageless by Ramona.
Mm-hmm.
We have Erica Jane's new wig line. Teddy Mellon Camp's Fitness.
All in.
Heather Thompson had the yummy.
Yeah, but she had that before she came on the show.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like the brands that were, in their own thing.
The Lisa Rinna lips.
Oh, Rinna Beauty. Give them Lala.
They all have a company now.
Mama's Beer Cheese.
Never came to fruition.
Right. Damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it. Anyway, anything else about Summer House?
I enjoy it.
For those that were waiting. Just like a warm hug. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back with Salt Lake.
And did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're back. Salt Lake City. I had to rewatch this multiple times.
I was too.
So confused about this. I was like, wait, what? So we're back still at the steak table.
To be continued.
Mary's chowing down. She's getting her steak, and Meredith and Jen Shaw are still fighting. And Jen is like, I haven't done anything to your family, Meredith.
Well, Meredith had walked away at this point. She's like at the door, right? So she keeps like leaving, coming, whatever. And she's like, I've done nothing to their family. And they're all looking at her like, so the whole season has been about Brooks. This whole season, it's kind of funny to me. This whole season has been Jen and Meredith versus each other, right? And then at the reunion now, because of like this potential hot mic moment that happens next week, is like all of a sudden Jen and Meredith have made up and now they're like against Lisa. I'm like, okay. So like Jen Shaw traumatized your family, but Lisa said like a hot mic moment and like you're okay with Jen now? Like this, like
even
like they kind of like, okay, let's just keep on getting into the fight. So yeah. Literally, Mary was like, Jen, I've said for you to leave me alone. I'm trying to be kind, but keep going. And I'm going to tell the truth, Jen. The investigator said with a 90% certainty. I'm like, what was the 10% that he's like on the fence about? He or she's on the fence.
It could have been Lisa.
She's like, you know, I've been so kind to you. You clearly want to hurt me. You're always yelling at me.
Well, and she also said
things about me.
The investigator said that. I never did.
Right, right.
I had him investigate all of you. Like, you know, I'm like, I'm just saying what I was told.
Right. And then Meredith's very much like, I'm not going to bring up the other stuff.
Because don't think I don't remember what you just said about my 10 boyfriends in New York. And then Whitney even says this whole thing is because Meredith thinks that Jen was hooking up with the guy, Ron, from New York, that they were both hooking up with the same guy. I'm like, oh, so we're talking about that on the show now.
I know. And that, I think, was a missed opportunity. So they are looping us in about that now. It's like, and Meredith, when she's confronted at that dinner, which was in Vail, she's like very kind of goes around the conversation, is like not admitting to sleeping with someone, even though her and Seth are clearly separated. Also, does Sharif just not care? Like, we're just glazing over.
What wife lets her what wife lets her husband travel for months at a time? A la Lala. Oh, Coach Shaw, who's a coach.
Do you think Coach Shaw cheats?
No. I'm just was making like a state. Like,
yeah.
Idle hands are the devil's workshop.
Oh, no.
No, I'm saying like for Jen.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But also, okay. I'm like, wait, we're glossing over that. And I'm like, I don't even care. Yeah, I don't even care that Meredith hooked up with half of New York, as Lisa said on the hot mic moment, because like she was clearly separated. But I'm like, why aren't we investigating more into this Jen stuff? Like, again, Jen is like an alleged thief, like committing fraud and all these, and this is coming up and we're just like glossing over this and we're going to focus on everybody hating Lisa. What? Huh?
I know. Okay. So then Whitney's like, Meredith, like, I think that like Jen Shaw has something, or I'm sorry, Meredith, I think like you have something to do with Jen Shaw's arrest. And that's why you weren't in the bus that day. You knew something. And then Meredith is like, creepy. that is such a joke. Goodbye. You guys clearly aren't my friends. This is a joke. I'll just go and call the FBI and the CIA. I'm out. This is revolting.
Jennifer Shaw.
I am disgusted. We're finished here. We're finished. Also, I just like, what is Meredith's voice? Like, I can't pinpoint it.
It's okay. If Seth is Quagmire from Family Guy, Meredith is Lois from Family Guy.
I don't know.
Peter.
No, it's very, like, I can hear it in my head. She's like, I will go call the FBI. No,
that's not it. You have a
good Whitney impression. It's like.
Can I just?
I don't know. It's like goes in and out of accents almost.
Yes. I mean, her voice is like very, when she gets very angry, but like, just listen, doesn't this kind of sound like Meredith?
Of a character.
Wait. How did you come up with that voice? Oh God. I got to get
actually based on a relative of mine.
Oh no.
That sounds like Meredith. <Yeah. laughs> Like Pina.
But also like, she kind of like reminds me of Winona Ryder.
Okay. Do you see like that? Aaliyah Remini more, like the voice a little bit?
No, it's not that. No, a Winona Ryder kind of.
When she was stealing from Saks Fifth Avenue?
Speech. Like, I really don't know how to pauses in her speech.
She also goes from like 0 to 60, depending on like how many Xanaxes she's taken.
Right. Or she's definitely like a character in Beetlejuice.
Oh. Okay, Lydia? She's giving you Lydia vibes?
Something.
Okay. I don't see that. Really? That's okay.
Like the old Beetlejuice, like the 1988 film.
Lydia is what she played.
Gina Davis. Yeah.
And Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
And Michael Keaton.
Yeah. That's a good show. And Catherine O'Hara.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
a walk down memory.
But she's kind of all those people to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's just a character in the Tim Burton universe. But make sure she's wearing feathers of some sort.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So then Mary is cracking me up because Mary is taking the role. I am Meredith's number one friend. Whitney, you can't say things like that. And Whitney's what, Mary? She's always Mary, the key is it's a really, really big deal. I'm not even doing her voice right anymore. Sometimes I feel like I've got it. And then sometimes it goes real bad, but I'm they're so drunk. Whitney's just still so drunk on this dinner. And she just thinks she's fucking solved this case. This all happened because Meredith and Mary didn't get on the bus because they were meeting with the FBI.
You think I'm feeding evidence to the FBI? I'm honest. And I would not feed information. I don't have information to feed.
Well, she's also you think that they need me? They've been following this case for years. I don't think they need little Meredith Marks to help them with anything. It's all they have to do is watch the show.
Right.
You know? And it's just so funny because then too, Meredith's up in her room. Right. And instead of calling her husband, who should be her confidant, she's I'm going to call Brooks. And Brooks is pretty funny though, because he's
Mom, are you mentally okay?
And then he was but she was you know, they said that they think that I called the FBI. And he's well,
who gives a fuck if you did that?
Yeah. She's she still allegedly did it. And I was that is so true. And then Jen's crying is in her doorway. And she's okay, Brox, Jen's here. And it looks like she wants to tell me something. It's weird.
I also thought this quote, she was I need to wipe my whole circle. That's sounds scary. wipe out the whole circle.
Meredith is I'm so disengaged, but I'm so involved in everything because, you know, she's still on her Jen Shah hunt here.
Right. But then also Meredith's I didn't come on the fucking bus because I didn't want to be trapped with you psychos. I couldn't escape and I wasn't going to do that to myself. And actually, Jen Shah, I have compassion for you. I don't want this to happen to you. I don't want anyone to suffer. And
they hug it out.
Right.
Mary's well, if we're all going to be friends now. I also laugh when Jen was so this is night one. We still have three nights left.
Jen Shah just got up from the table and threw, what did she throw at Jenny's seat? What was that?
Oh, I don't know.
She literally threw a big object. And I was what was that object?
But she threw it at
Jenny's
seat
when Jenny wasn't there, which also they're trying to pin the whole thing on Jenny.
Okay, but it is, part of this is Jenny's fault because Jenny kept saying, Jen, she hired a PI on you. And Meredith from the beginning has said, I hired a PI to see who sent the text. And Jenny's just no, you hired it. So Jen Shah is just on edge because clearly she's super paranoid about everything. It's Jenny, that is your fault. She's no, I didn't say that. No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. And then they're like, Lisa, how come Meredith's not supporting you? And Lisa at one point said, I could have used some more support. What's happening?
There was so many fights happening at this table. Mary just does such a good job of staying out of it. She's well, maybe Meredith will forgive Jen in 5 years.
If we're all going to be friends, we've got to forgive. So now we have to forgive. Mary, you are an enigma wrapped in a riddle in cash. You are, I don't understand. So then the next morning comes and it just starts. The cameramen are chasing after Meredith because they're not even catching up as fast as
Meredith in her sunglasses
and I love those pink jammies too. They had them on Miami, similar ones. And those are the ones where I'm okay, those feathers are I like those. It's a silk pajama set with the arms have little ruffled feather, ostrich feathers. Sorry, Paige. I hope it's not triggering. I'm sure you're listening.
So my guess is that they all stayed up really late. Clearly, we have three friends extremely hungover. Heather eating sugar babies in bed.
Sunglasses on. I feel like she had her.
Literally, Whitney is bringing just a full jug of water. I'm like, are you going to drink out of the pitcher?
Yeah.
And Jen Shah in sunglasses.
And her bucket hat. And they're all like, and like, and Meredith just comes out. I don't even know who she's yelling at this point either, because she just is, yeah, you can all spew lies about me all you want, but do not bring my sis, my family into this. Do not bring my sister or father into this. And like, Lisa's literally in the back, like, Meredith, nobody brought, like, oh God. She's like, you know, at 3 a.m, Lisa comes to my room and tells me everybody's speculating about my father's memorial. She's like, my family is off limits. Like, you know what? I'll call the CIA while I'm at it. Like, I'm done. And I'm like, I don't. And Lisa's just yelling in the background, like, nobody speculate. Nobody said anything about your family. Like, no one said anything. And I'm like,
Whitney, literally, I've like been in these situations, like where you're in like a summer house or a winter house, and one of the couples got into a fight, and you're like want to listen and hear every single thing, but like you're scared of them, so you're also hiding at the same time.
You're also you're like a statue at this point, right? Whitney's like you're just like, frozen, like they won't notice me.
I made eye contact. I just kept going, and then they're like, hide under the covers, like hide. And literally, Heather's like, I'm scared to be this close to the door. Like, they're terrified, and like, no, and then she's like Heather is like running around to like listen, and then she's, they're coming down, like back, go faster, but make no noise.
Also, I do want to say though that this is all Heather and Whitney's fault, by the way, and they keep getting out of this because they're the ones, like, so basically Lisa's like, I didn't see their spec, like she's just said, like they basically were like, we said, is she at the memorial? Because if she's like made up the memorial, that would be really shitty, you know? And like Lisa's like, I didn't say people were speculating. Like they were just saying, like, you know, and they're like, well, Lisa started because she said she was somewhere. And it's like, you guys on the bus are the ones who were saying, like, what if it's not the memorial?
And then like freaking Mary's like, hey, do you guys feel like an omelet?
She's like, oh, when Meredith and Lisa wanted to talk, and Mary's like, I'll go bring my best friend, Meredith, that she's not your best friend. She's mine, my number one best friend. I'm going to go bring her an omelet. And they're both, and Meredith, she offers one to Meredith, and Meredith's like, no, I'm not hungry. And then Lisa goes, me neither. I go, oh, neither of those omelets were for you, Lisa. One's for Mary and one's for Meredith. And they're going to have a little chat on the bed. You weren't invited. And then Lisa goes, can I just have a couple more minutes with Meredith? Mary looks at Meredith like, you need backup. You need me and Jesus to stay behind. I know. And like, Mary's like, yeah, okay. And Mary's just like, I wasn't expecting that. She turns around. She takes a bite at the door, just stands there and chews. And then it's like, and I guess I'm out. Like just she's watching like, that.
Well, it's nice to see that you've calmed down. I guess I'll go now.
Like she was so disappointed.
Yeah.
She's so disappointed. And like the whole thing is like, what do you think happened again? Cause you know, I'm biased to counting Lisa Barlow at night. So I feel like Lisa probably said like
can you even a fucking imagine if your dad had passed away and you clearly went to his memorial and they are questioning that you had a memorial for your dad. They're basically saying you made up your dad's memorial to get out of a bus ride. Fuck you. That's disgusting.
She
better have not done that.
You think Meredith, that just seems like I literally be like that to is go so that easy far to
find
so
out. That is so easy to find out though. But next week it comes up again.
But that's the whole thing.
They said like, Heather and Lisa talk and they're like, well, she lied to one of us.
Heather said this. Tuesday? Guys, I'm going to defend Lisa because Heather says this. Like she's bringing it up. And like, even at 1.2, Lisa apologizes. It's like, hey guys, I wanted to apologize to you. That's not what was supposed to happen. I didn't think that this is how it was going to get interpreted. Meredith, I'm also sorry. Like, I think there was like a miscommunication of words and what happened. Because like Whitney does say like, well, yeah, we thought that if you were doing that, like how weird that would be. And then they're like, and then at this point too, Mary, I'm like, okay, so maybe I'm like, Mary maybe did send Jesus after Jenny and that's who reactivated the Facebook profile. And she knew before us because she's like, Jenny started talking. She's like, no, I can't with this. And they're like, you can't with, what do you mean? Like she's a person. She's like, no, I'm not going to stand for that. No, you're going to accept that. Bye. Like Heather's like, she's a
person. Jenny matters.
Yeah. And it was like, it just was like, so if I'm like, Mary's seen the Facebook.
Yeah.
She knew already.
Then Heather then they like quickly drop it. And basically Heather's able to bring back the group and Lisa's nail.
And off to Sloth Mountain they go. And I'm like, and then I'm like, wait, Heather has the nail glue. I'm like, what's happening? What's happening here? Like, it's like, there's so much whiplash in these groups.
Like, okay, the outfits going, Mary's in like her Brooksmarks tracksuit. Then we have like Jenny in like a full flannel, like jean shorts, cowgirl. Meredith in a pink outfit, possibly a bucket hat.
She was wearing like a purple velour suit, I want to say. And then she posted about like, she was basically wearing like a Sheena Morganite ring. And she's like, even to Sloth Mountain, I wear Meredith Marks. I'm like, well, that's just dumb. Why would you wear a ring like that when you're like going down mountains and everything?
I was surprised.
Heather was wearing a sports bra with her nips out, and Mary did not like that. I'm like, Mary, do you have nipples? That.
Yeah. Like,
and I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me? Like, she wanted to be like, she's like, Heather should cover up. I'm like, she's literally wearing a sports bra. What do you want her to do?
And Heather being like, so I lied about my intake weight. Like, are you guys still going to be able to hold me down this thing?
She's so relatable in that way. She makes me laugh when she does that. Like, it's like, yeah. Okay. I gotta be honest. I would not do this.
Oh, I totally would. I was surprised they were so all claustrophobic. Able to get down.
Well, Mary had a few issues.
No, just they don't seem like the most athletic group.
Whitney feels very athletic to me.
I would say she's the only one.
Heather's a little bit outdoorsy. I think like I could see that.
Oh, but yeah, she's a skier.
Yeah, but I agree.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa used to be a gym rat, remember?
Yeah, but now it seems like
she's in a sports bra eating Kit Kats. Bitch.
Let's go to Club Zion.
Woo! Yeah. Okay. I was like, oh my God, they're going to a club fun. I'm like, oh, they're just going to another room in the house. And Jen got glam for that.
I thought it was fun though. I feel like they really came together. Meredith totally switched her,
went from 0 to 100. I was like, oh, so she popped a few Zannies. Like that's what, like when they were at that dinner, they got all dressed up for dinner. I thought, and I was like,
Meredith's okay. Like, what was your favorite part of the day, girls? Did you love when I woke you up to my screaming, yelling? Is that fun for you? Oh, let me check out my red feathers tonight. We've literally seen her in purple, mm-hmm. in red,
blue for the reunion,
pink and pink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's hit every, she's going to be.
Meredith, can you donate those feathers to my class?
Or to the, for or the to Sesame projects? Street?
No, for art projects.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I use feathers all the time.
Yeah, they'd be a Christian Cowan collaboration with Brooks Marks.
I would love that.
But it was like, I was kind of cracking up because there's like, so they're like, get drunk. Like, they're like, Lisa invites them all to a Vita event. They're like, oh, our first one. She was like, oh, I didn't invite you. They're like, you didn't. She's like, oh, that's fun. And then Mary's like, hey, Jenny. I want to apologize for saying you don't matter. Cause I just like, don't let new people into my life. And then Jenny drops this bomb.
She's like, yeah. So like I went to anger management cause I threw stuff at Dewey and I broke his ribs.
I was like, so we're just dropping that. Like, and then she like laughs about it. I'm like, I don't need to know any more from you, but I need to know what the hell.
Right.
What the, like, what? She's like, she just said she went for a full year and just like, it was just a drop of, and then she's like, so I'm going to forgive Mary and I'm going to let it go. And I was like, why? Cause you're going to break her ribs. Like, I don't know, even understand. But then it's like, you see the scene for next week. And she's like, so you are Robert Sr. She's like, oh, we're not going to be sharing my part of my life with that part of my life with you. And I was like, yeah. Okay. So, you know, okay.
This looked freaking fun.
It did look fun. Like, I love that Lisa brought the bottle service. Like, they had candle, like the tea light candles, you know, they were dancing. They had a pole there. I was like, was the pole in the house or does Whitney have one that she travels with?
She travels with a pole.
I for sure. She definitely travels with a pole.
But I love that they like partied on camera till 3:15 in the morning. I mean, there were phones everywhere, bottles of tequila,
trifle dishes as wine glasses,
clothes everywhere, lashes everywhere.
The fact that they all woke up in the same room, I was like, see, this is the kind of fun. These are like the Beverly Hills trips. Like, this is what I want to see is them being like freaking silly.
Yeah,
like waking up in the morning, like I'm like, oh great, Jen and Meredith are in the same room. Like Whitney's there with Lisa. Like these are the
they had a fun night.
They had a blast. It looked so fun.
Yeah,
I was like, these silly girls.
Give me some extensions girls. In the pool and I know you're going to have a good time.
Oh yeah. I loved it. I just, you know, I thought it
was women
just
having fun. I enjoy the fights every once in a while, but I also want you to have a good time too.
I agree.
Move like forward.
I agree.
Sometimes people just don't want to take buses together. Okay. I will always want to fly private when there is an opportunity. I've had one my whole life when I was working.
You flew private. Oh my God.
Literally when I was a nanny and
oh my God, I've never flown private. I don't think I'd do well though.
Too claustrophobic. I just had the child puke on me, but that's fine.
Oh my God, what an experience. Fun. But no, I agree. I'm like, why would I want to fly? Like, I won't even drive to Arizona. I'm like, it's 6 hours. It's like to fly takes like, you have to get to the airport an hour before. It takes like,
yeah,
to get like, I'm like, it actually probably takes me 6 hours round trip, you know, to go from beginning to end. I'll still fly. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. It's different.
Exactly.
I agree. And you know what? Kevin's had enough. Right? Kevin doesn't want to deal with this in his Sprinter van anymore.
Yeah.
Well, Mary.
You guys, it's always fun. We'll be back next week. It's jerseys coming out.
Woo!
Summer House, Orange County, SLC, lots to come. Thank you so much for the support and listening and having fun with us.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.